The National FFA Convention heading back to Indianapolis here in 2016. The 89th National FFA Convention will be featuring a lot of Oklahoma members at the national level, including two star finalists. American Star and Agribusiness finalist Garrett Yerrigan from Pryor FFA and the American Star Farmer finalist Tyler Snythman from the Garber FFA chapter. Had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Tyler about his journey in production agriculture from an eighth grader until today as a senior at Oklahoma State University.
Well, my journey in production ag really started in eighth grade. I was given the opportunity to acquire 7 acres of cropland and really started out with primarily a sheep project. That was kind of my emphasis. I started out with 10 Suffolk and Hamp ewes, and since that time I've really diversified and changed my operation. And, you know, now kind of my primary focus is with wheat, canola, double crop soybeans, corn, and alfalfa. And I also have a bred heifer development program on the side as well. So although I've transitioned a little bit, it still, you know, kind of goes back to those basic principles that I was taught in eighth grade, you know, the record keeping system that really helped me out today.
Tyler's a senior at Oklahoma State University, planning to go back full-time to the farm with the rest of his family, and he says even in the time that he's been involved in production agriculture, there's been a lot of change, and he says some of that change is related to how good of a job we're doing in farming these days compared to just a few years ago in taking care of all the resources that are entrusted to producers.
I think for me, it's just on my operation is how much more sustainable I feel like I am. I've utilized some grid sampling technology, and I'm able to variable rate a lot of my inputs, so nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium and even lime for pH, able to variable rate those and, you know, make sure that a farm isn't too high in some areas or too low, so trying to keep those consistent. Also able to variable rate my seed populations. So take an average farm, you know, where the really good areas of the farm, I'm able to bump that population and say kind of on a hillside, I'm able to lower that population. So be really efficient with my inputs, I think it's been one area that I've seen really progress in my operation.
Profitability, big concern these days in agriculture. Are you struggling to try to keep from going too far into the red?
Well, I tell you, that's definitely a great point. Right now with commodity prices, it's extremely difficult. And what I've really strived to focus on is areas that I can make my own prices, areas I can be a price maker. And so I've, you know, really put an emphasis on my alfalfa operation, trying to sell as much alfalfa where I can set that price. This past year I sold almost 8,000 bushels of certified seed wheat, so trying to really push my certified seed wheat sales. And in addition to that, I have a bred heifer development program where I'm purchasing heifers, running them on wheat pasture, backgrounding them with corn silage during the fall, and then turning around in the spring and trying to sell those as bred replacements. And so all those enterprises allow me to try to set my own price. And, you know, although I can't do that for everything, I've utilized some other risk management strategies, trying to establish myself a floor, using some put and call options, and also sometimes forward contracting a conservative amount of grain. I think are kind of all the main principles I'm using to make sure that I'm not too far in the red.
One crop that he sees some potential profit in, winter canola.
Yeah, this year I've actually really expanded my acres of canola, and I'm really excited about the crop. And I think for me, you know, there's a lot of advantages. I think right now that from a profitability standpoint, the canola looks really good. With a rotation on some of my farms, just a wheat canola rotation, I feel like I'm really giving my wheat a pretty significant yield bump behind canola. So canola not only is cleaning up my fields, it's offering, you know, potentially great profitability. It's providing a great yield bump with that following wheat crop. And so I'm excited about the future canola, and I think it has a great place here in Oklahoma.
Even as Tyler Snythman heads to the National FFA Convention in a few days in Indianapolis, the state of Oklahoma embroiled in a conversation about what the future of production agriculture is all about over the discussion of State Question 777. Tyler Snythman says he's optimistic about what's ahead in the ability of farmers and ranchers to produce the food and fiber that this country and this world needs.
Well, I feel like farmers and ranchers, and definitely farmers and ranchers here in Oklahoma, do a great job of providing and taking good care of their land. And, you know, I'm definitely in support of the State Question 777, and will certainly be voting yes on it. I feel like, you know, for a majority of all the big ag groups are really supporting this question. And it's just going to keep the outside groups. It's going to keep the PETAs, the National Humane Society of the United States, from trying to impose regulations and basically change or alter, modern technology and modern practices. If anything, I feel like the general public should be supporting these practices. They're keeping our food prices really low in the grocery store. And, you know, we're, as farmers, we're still trying to provide the safest and most affordable food supply. And so I think the public should definitely be in support of that as well.
Snipeman previously has won the State Star Farmer Award. He's been a state officer of the Oklahoma FFA Association and has been involved in national public speaking contests as well, the Creed contest, as well as prepared public speaking. And he says FFA has developed him in so many ways.
Well, I feel like FFA has really changed me as an individual. I can go back to eighth grade, and I was extremely shy, scared to death to talk to people, to stand up in front of the classroom and read something in front of the class. And I feel like FFA is it's given me a lot of confidence, a lot of poise, the ability to talk to people and communicate effectively. And going back to everything I've been involved in, I feel like FFA is the one single thing that's really changed me and helped me develop into the person that I am.
American Star Farmer finalist here for 2016, Tyler Snipeman of the Garber FFA chapter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.